Well, hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm all right.
You a little singed?
Could be worse.
It could be worse. It could be worse.
I'm a little beat down at the moment. I'm just tired.
Why are you beat down? You've had a good attitude all day.
I am, but I'm tired now.
It's all hit you now?
Tired.
Well, for those of you who don't know, for those of you that weren't following Twitter yesterday, we had a, let me just start from the beginning. I was at work, and I'd had a 3-hour, 45-minute trip into work because of rain and storms and stuff like this. It took me forever to get to work. I was at work about an hour when I got a phone call from Faith. She was calling me on her cell phone, and she was calling me from the house on her cell phone. Well, the cell phone doesn't work at the house very well, so all I got was like every third word, and so all I got was like burning smells, flashing lights, haunted house. All I got was Helen's trying to sleep.
Sorry, I forgot. we were recording.
Shh, be quiet.
Oh. So, anyway, I finally. Where are you going? Oh, she's going to go close the door. So I finally pieced together enough of this broken conversation to realize something electrical was going wrong at the house. So I'm also very irritated, not at Faith, but at the phone. And so I'm like, go to the fuse box and just hit the big fuse and turn the fuses off. Hit the big fuse at the top. Just turn everything off because I was afraid the house was going to catch on fire.
And I couldn't hear him very well either.
And I didn't know maybe the house was already on fire. So I tried to make sure, is there any smoke? Do you see smoke? And she said, no, just smell weird, plastic burning, that kind of stuff. And anyway, come to find out, the only thing that it really, at that point.
It was the lights.
Was the lights in the kitchen underneath the cabinet that all burned out.
Lights.
The little something in them burned out, which caused the plastic
smoke.
Smell.
Well, no, but the lights had been dimming all morning. Like they dim, and then they come back up. And then they dim, and then they come back up.
Uh-huh.
And the storm was coming. I knew that you'd said that the storm was coming. So I was in a mad rush to work out and take a shower and blow dry my hair before the electricity went out. Because I just knew if this storm was really, really bad, I was going to have wet hair for the rest of the day. So I was hurrying to get my hair dried before, I lost electricity. And because it kept dimming, and I thought, man, that's really weird. I mean, is the wind blowing that hard? And I mean, it ended up not storming here at all.
Yeah.
I mean, barely or hardly rained.
Yeah. This wasn't because of the storm.
No. And so I come out and I check the dryer and to see if the clothes are dry. And I close it and go to push the button. And I hear this zzzz. And the dryer goes and it won't start. And I keep pushing. I'm like, what is going on? And the lights start dimming. In the room.
Which is very scary because the dryer is 210.
And I'm like, okay. So I step away from the dryer. I step away from the dryer.
Good idea.
And I look toward the kitchen through the dining room, through from the laundry room through into the kitchen. And I see one by one those under cabinet lights going pop, 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 pop. And I run in there and I flip the switch off before it could get. I mean, I saved two of them out of six. And I turn and I'm like, well, that's so weird. It's not a fuse because the wash machine was still going. And I'm like, what is going on? And I look in the living room and the fan is going full blast. It was on low a second ago. I'm like, what on earth? And then the lights were dimming and I'd turn them on and then they'd come back up. And then when I go in there I thought it was a fuse. So I turn the dining room lights on. Well, then apparently what was happening when I was turning lights on, it was causing the surge to rush to whatever I turned on.
Mm-hmm.
And the stove was blinking and the microwave was flashing and then nothing was happening in some areas and other things were happening in other areas. And I start unplugging stuff, I'm yanking stuff out of the wall. And I call Brad. I'm like, I smell smoke. It's not good. And that's when he said, go turn off. I mean, and this all happened in like 2 minutes.
He said it smelled burnt plastic.
It smelled like.
Yeah.
It was that nasty or whatever. So I went out and I flipped the, turned all the light, made sure all the switches were off, flipped the fuse off, turned the, well, I had the air conditioner, because the air conditioner even was going, and I thought, oh my word. So I turned the air conditioner off and sat in the dark because it was raining today. So the sun was not out. And so Lauren comes in, why is it happening to the TV? And,
turn the light on.
Make it come on. And I can't. Well, try. I did. It won't work. So, anyway, I called the electrician, and we had peanut butter sandwiches, and...
Meanwhile, I'm headed home at this point.
Panicking.
I mean, I'd made sure that everything was okay, that, you know, everybody was okay, and she got the power off, and that there was no smoke anywhere bellowing out of the house, and then I headed home, because I was still afraid at any moment that something would burst into flames. That was my biggest fear.
Yeah. Well, and the electrician got here within 15 minutes.
Yeah, he's a good guy. And so he came over and checked things out and told us it was the power company.
He showed me the little line hanging from the... I thought, oh, lovely.
So then Faith called the power company, and I picked her up some lunch, and finally got home, what, about 1?
I guess, 12:30.
And so had an adventurous... I had a quick trip to Dallas and back. It wasn't quick. It was, you know, 6 hours. But so then we're here, and then it's just an endless parade of repairmen, basically, the rest of the day. The electrician, so the power company came out, and they did something at the pole and fixed it. And he said, well, this is all our fault. The line bust out here. So, you know, let us know if you have any problems with any of your appliances. Well, so then we wait for the electrician to come back, and he comes back, and we turn everything on. And turn all those, you know, fuses back on, and we start trying different things. Well, the washer worked, the dryer worked.
The electricity worked. I mean, all the lights came on,
but except for the ones in the kitchen that had burned out.
Yeah.
And then...
The microwave, dead.
Dead.
Stove, dead.
Brand new stove. Stove's
6 months old.
Got it for Christmas.
Not even.
Yeah,
not
got it
even.
At Christmas. And the air conditioner is dead.
Oh, yeah, air conditioner died.
Which we'd replaced
Praise the Lord, because it was a nice, breezy, cooler day today.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was nice. There was no need for it, really.
Well, there was going to be very soon.
Yeah.
And
both Mac computers had been unplugged.
Yeah, both of our laptops were unplugged.
Because they were fully charged, and they had told us to keep the battery life longer, that you should unplug them instead of leaving them plugged in all the time. So they didn't have any problem, but, I mean... All 3 televisions, all the DVD players, the stereos.
The TV's a funny story because, so I went in and I'm, you know, testing things and checking things.
Oh, yeah, the phone was out all day.
The phone was out. And so I didn't have internet either, we figured out to make phone calls, we could go to the back of our lot on the driveway. there's like a 2-foot square area back there that you can get a signal on the driveway. So that's where Faith was all day making phone calls.
I told the electrician, this is the straw that broke the camel's back. Brad already has iPhone envy. He's going to go get iPhones with AT&T, who actually work in our house, tomorrow.
No, I'm not going to, because it's expensive. But I wanted to. I even thought about it on the way home.
Oh, man.
But now I can afford to do that, especially with all this other stuff going on. So Faith's back at this, pacing this 2-foot square area back at there making phone calls. And then I can go in the front yard and sit on the little bench out there and get a signal from my neighbor to be on the internet. So I get on the internet and I tell Ruth Ann, hey, you know, this is what's going on. Just want to let you know what's going on. Well, I don't say she overreacted. She cares about us, and that's good. But she goes out and she goes, urgent, pray for Brad and Faith. They had a, you know, house fire on there, all this. And I'm like, no, it wasn't that bad. It's okay, really. So I appreciate the prayers always and the concern, but you know, it was not that big a deal, you know, in the grand scheme of things.
It's gonna be annoying, but no, it's just stuff.
So I go in, and this is the other interesting part of the story, is we have this big television in the living room. You know, it's not like a widescreen, it's like a 37-inch, but it's an old tube television, you know, that I've told Faith I'm not getting an HD television because I've got a perfectly good tube television that'll last me 20 years, and I'm not, whenever this thing goes out, then I'll get an HD television, And so, you know, that's been my kind of my excuse not to upgrade, which, you know, whatever. So I turn on the big TV. The thing weighs like 400 pounds. It's monstrously heavy. So anyway, I turn it on and it works.
And for once, he's not exaggerating.
I'm not exaggerating. So I turn it on and it works and it's beautiful. Oh, I can't believe the satellite box made it. I can't believe the satellite box made it. You know, it's so finicky anyway. And wow, this is great. You know, at least we'll have, you know, this is one thing we don't have to worry about.
We have no food, but we have entertainment.
We have entertainment. It's just, that's important. So then I go check the one in the bedroom and it doesn't come on. I'm like, oh, well, that's just a little 19 inch. It'll be okay. So I come back out and Helen's in here watching television. She's watching SpongeBob. And all of a sudden, I notice that the screen is a little smaller on either side than it was before. And then I start to smell something. And then Helen's like, something stinks. And this TV starts sizzling. And I turn it off. And it doesn't matter. It's just, sizzling.
It's fried.
And I'm like, oh, no. There's smoke coming out the back of it. And the way you have to see it, but the way it's organized, it sits in this little cubby hole and it weighs 400 pounds. And so to unplug it is a major ordeal. Mm-hmm. So I have to turn the thing sideways and reach back there and hope this thing doesn't electrocute me and yank it out of the wall. And so I finally got it out of the wall. But man, that stunk.
It was bad. Well, that's how it smelled earlier when those lights went out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you go over there by it, you can still kind of smell it. But anyway,
I couldn't believe that the TiVo box made it.
Yeah, the TiVo box has made it. We actually went and borrowed a small 12-inch television from my grandmother just to test the TiVo boxes to make sure, you know, so that we'd know.
Because we have to make a list for the electric company.
We have to make a list, you know, of everything. So the DVD players, we had two DVD players. They both went out.
Fried. Two stereos fried.
Both my stereos.
Three televisions fried.
Three television fried, alarm clock fried.
Oh yeah, my good alarm clock.
I have
to move. I moved that one from the spare bedroom. I don't know how to set the alarm, and I don't have the. I mean, the one thing I don't have instructions to. Maybe I do. I'll have no alarm sleeping. I can't. I don't know how to set it.
We'll figure it out.
I sat there, pushed the button. I can figure it out. Set the time, but I don't know how to set the alarm. So anyway, yeah, microwave stove. I've got a toaster oven. I told Brad I can make chicken nuggets.
So all we have is a toaster oven to fix food with. Oh, and we have something to boil water with. We have
one of those electric kettles. Those electric kettles that I can like make my oatmeal with in the morning.
Yeah, so we'll have to find that. That's under the cabinet somewhere.
No.
So those are our cooking utensils for the time being.
Yeah. So
we'll have to figure out exactly how we're going to do it.
So I spent the day on the phone with the electric company, with Sears warranty people, with the satellite people, with the cable people, in my alley.
It's gonna be interesting because we figure eventually we'll get the stuff replaced that we need to get replaced. We don't need three televisions. We didn't need them three televisions before. But so, you know, we'll get a new television and we'll have to get the stove fixture repaired and the microwave. But here's the interesting part. We don't know how long this is going to take.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know Faith very well, but, you know, she's a good humored and all that. But there's just a certain point where she's like, enough.
See, I would never, today when I couldn't understand you on the phone, and you were getting frustrated with me. I thought about the conversation we had about doing Survivor, or not, doing the
Great Race. Isn't it called the Great Race?
No.
Incredible Race?
No. Whatever it is. You know, the race show.
The race.
What's that called?
I don't know. The people where you in couples
you race around the world. And I told Brad, we should do that. And he's like, you would hate that.
I would hate you.
You would turn into some horrible person because if you're bathed and have plenty of sleep, then you're good.
Oh, yeah. She could kick butt, you know, physically and all the physical challenges. But when it came time to, you
mentally
know,
have to
sleep without taking a shower or something. No, she's not.
Well, today I thought of that. I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't do that because that about did me in when I had to stand outside and talk on the phone.
So she's got a couple of weeks at least of looking forward to no stove or microwave, and she's got it.
What? Couple weeks?
I don't know.
The repairman is coming this Friday. Yeah, they can hear that. Okay. He's coming this Friday.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's going to fix it. He's just going to give us a report.
But if he doesn't fix it, I'm not waiting 2 weeks for a new stove. Are you insane?
You may not have a choice. We got to wait for the electric company to give us some money to buy a new stove or fix the stove we have.
At least get a microwave.
Yeah. And then we've decided to wait till we get back from Disney World.
No,
the televisions.
We have not.
Oh, we
didn't? He has said this, but nobody agreed on anything. So I think that's a bad idea.
It may be midsummer before we get another television.
I highly doubt it.
People live without televisions all the time.
Not you.
It's not like a necessity.
Not you. Me? I could. You? No.
Oh, yeah. Let's just see who gives in first. Let's just see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You couldn't make it. And I don't want to make it.
We'll see.
I don't want to make it.
So you're giving in already?
Until June.
You're giving in already then. So it's you that's giving in, not me.
I didn't give in. I never started.
Oh, I could do it, but you can't. But I'm not gonna.
That's right.
That's the same as not doing it.
No, because I don't want to. I don't have to. I don't want to. Went to Sears. I'm going to go buy a TV, and that's that.
That's that. Okay, that's we may have to give up Disney World then. This is a bad thing. We've already paid for those tickets, so we may have to cancel those tickets. Anyway, so that was our adventure today. Mm-hmm. It was a little adventure.
Yeah.
But we certainly don't want to come across as whiny or anything, because it really wasn't that bad.
No,
we were together, and it was just like you said, it was kind of an adventure. Well, so that's about all we got. We just wanted to kind of fill everybody in on that.
Okay.
Thanks for praying for us yesterday and everything, and carry on. Life is normal now. Go back to.
Don't worry about us.
Don't worry about us. We're good.
We're good.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us, and. Tune in for the normal squirrels tomorrow. Vas con Dios.